Hi everyone, Terme is here and wants to talk with you about an important object that I recently understood actually. Recently, about 1 month ago, I started listening to Feel Good English podcast that is really interesting for me because I'm very interested in psychological subjects, and Stephen Covey, who's the narrator of this episode, would talk about these kind of things, self-awareness, self-improvement subjects. So he started first with the book named 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And it started with the first habit of highly effective people, that was to be proactive instead of being reactive. Proactive means to be responsible for your own life, to take action for what you want to achieve in your goals, what you want to achieve in your life, instead of being reactive, that is, against of being proactive. Reactive means not to be responsible for your life, to blame other people for your own faults and about what has happened in your life, to blame others instead of yourself. But in the second habit of highly effective people, it says to begin with the end in mind. What does it mean? It means that if you want to do something, if you have a goal in your life, it doesn't matter short-term goal or long-term goal, but especially long-term goals, because you want to put time for it. You want to spend time for it, and it would be a part of your life. So if you make a mistake, if you go wrong, after days, after years, you would see, come on, I have spent lots of time for this goal, and I imagine that if I achieve this goal, everything would change. My life would boost in a better situation, in a better position, but nothing has happened. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with this goal? So, Stephen Covey says that begin with the end in mind is the second habit of highly effective people. It means that if you want to achieve a goal, you should think about it, that what would happen when you achieve that. Imagine that you want to be a boss, you want to be a manager, that's what you're doing right now in your career. But you would think realistic and consider that after being a manager, you would be stressed out, you should put more time than right now that you're doing that job. Actually, you should ignore some of your hobbies. It would be possible to put less time for your family, even less time for sleeping. You should consider that, could you tolerate this situation? Okay, you have some benefits. Your salary would increase. Your car would be a better one. I don't know, your clothes would be more expensive. You would have a better position in the society you're living. But you should be realistic and not just to think about the advantages of that goal you're trying to achieve. Let me give an example. Take an example. I don't know, give or take. For you, for example, for months I said that it's very important to type by your 10 numbers, type with your 10 fingers, okay? And it's really important. But what would happen after you achieve that goal? You know, I am a person who is living in a company for part time. That sometimes maybe 30 minutes of my time I should type, and I thought that it's really important to type with my 10 fingers and to type very fast. So I put lots of times, for example, 1 hour a day to type with my 10 fingers. And of course, not regularly, you know, maybe 3 days. For 3 days, I was typing, I was practicing, and for 1 day or 2 days, I forgot it. I was forgetting it, and then again and again. But after a while, I went to an office. Yeah, I went to an office to apply for a job as a secretary. And they gave me a paper to write my abilities. I wrote be able to talk in English. I don't know, I'm able to write in English. I'm familiar with Microsoft Office softwares. And then at the end of my abilities, I wrote, I'm able to type with my 10 fingers, okay? Then when the manager read this sentence, just made fun of me. Oh, really? You can type with your 10 fingers? Do other people type with, I don't know, how many fingers? You know, he was so rude, actually, but I was shocked. I said, oh, I have tried to practice to type with my 10 fingers, and I thought that it's really important. I would be looked more professional in my job if I type with my 10 fingers and fast. And he right now is making fun of me by this ability. Yeah? And I'm not going to talk about his rudeness. I'm talking about that. After that, at least I noticed that I shouldn't put time anymore for practicing this ability. I had other more important abilities, but I just wanted to put them off and try to do something that is less important, you know. So this is my question of you, because I have this question of myself too, and I haven't solved it yet. You know, sometimes I think about some goals, in career, in my life, in the society I'm living there. But after that, I think, okay, if I achieve that goal, what would happen then? Yeah, if I achieve that career, would I be happy then? Or just because I can make more money, I do it? No, if I actually I went to that job as a secretary for 1 week, but after that I understood that I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like to do some repetitive things. I can't tolerate my manager's behavior by just making fun of me. You know, and I assume to lots of goals. I have assumed to lots of goals and abilities that I want to achieve. It's good to take action. It's really important to take action and not to be reactive. You should be proactive. But you should see that where you're spending your time, where you're spending actually giving your energy, getting your energy. This is really important. So, it's my question of you. What's your goals in your life? And have you thought about it, that if you achieve those goals in your career, in your education, I don't know, in your personal life, professional life, community that you're living there, what would happen then? Are you a happy person? Is it something more important than being happy in your life? Because we just live for once. And I think it's not more important than be happy. Yes, being happy in your life with yourself, it's really important. Thank you to tolerate me, and I'm waiting for your messages, I'm waiting for your opinions, if you agree with me, or if you agree with me or you disagree with me, please share your opinions. I would be happy to hear you and take even some ideas of your opinions. Thank you, and bye for now.